Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fears of a possible recession caused in part by Trump tariff policy leading to the worst sell-off on Wall Street in more than 2 years.
U.S. stocks suffering widespread losses amid an escalating trade war. The Dow Jones Industrial Average falling 2%, while the S&P 500 declined 2.7%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ plummeted 4%. Tesla, the electric car maker led by Elon Musk, sank 15%, and United Airlines and Delta each fell more than 4%. Following an interview broadcast over the weekend, President Trump said his tariffs could bring a period of transition.
That's ABC's Melissa Adan. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he is confident that a continuing resolution to fund the government through the end of the year, avoiding a shutdown, will pass. U.S. and Ukrainian officials meeting in Saudi Arabia talking about ending the war as Russia says it shot down more than 330 Ukrainian drones overnight. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. New releases in theaters this past weekend all seemed to limp to the finish line for different reasons. Acclaimed director Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17, did finish first at the box office with $19 million, but that was a bit of a disappointment. The film starring Robert Pattinson cost almost $120 million to make and is not expected to recoup. This was the director's first big studio budget after winning a Best Director Oscar for Parasite 5 years ago. The other new releases were Rule Breakers, which got excellent reviews from critics and even better from audiences, but brought in just $1.5 million at the box office on over 2,000 screens. In The Lost Lands, starring Mila Jovovich and David Bautista, stunk up theaters with barely over $1 million at the gate and terrible reviews. Captain America managed to hang on to the number two slot, followed by Last Breath, The Monkey, and Paddington in Peru, which finished in fifth place. Tough week. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers active in free agency. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers will have a new look to their offensive line. They signed 49ers left guard Aaron Banks to a four-year deal worth $77 million. Elgton Jenkins will move over to center. On defense, the Packers adding another former Raider, cornerback Nate Hobbs, who receives a four-year contract worth $48 million, $16 million guaranteed. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Pacers tonight in Indianapolis. Baseball, Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Mariners. Christian Yelich with a home run says besides William Contreras, the crew still has a solid lineup.
Yeah, I mean, we have some talented players for sure. I think Mitchell has a shot to be a really good player. Terang, Sneaky, Sal, you know, Joey Ortiz. We got some athletic guys that can do a lot of different things on the baseball field. Underrated, overrated. We've had a lot of guys step up and young players come into their own and just find a way. So we'll see if we can do it again this year.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, joining us next time, former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes joins us to discuss the impact on Wisconsin of DOGE cuts. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be quite a bit cooler than yesterday. Partly cloudy, 43 today. Tonight down to 30. Tomorrow, we bounce right back. Partly cloudy, 55 by Thursday. Partly cloudy, 60. You will get back to near 70 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News Radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba, and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the Candidates Debate Watch Party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, Hans Breitenmoser on the tariff roller coaster farmers are stuck on. They're on, they're off, they're on again. What kind of trade policy is this?
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Yippee! Did you enjoy the weather we had on Monday? I sure hope so. Whether it was just opening up the windows and getting a breath of fresh air or taking a stroll, it was gorgeous. Welcome in, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. Tuesday morning around Wisconsin, this is the Midwest Farm Report. Now, I'm sure that you enjoyed the weather yesterday, but I'll tell you what, it's changing a little bit today. Still sunshine, but a little colder, cooler, I should say. 48 are expected high. Winds have changed direction out of the northeast, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Wednesday, sunny and 59. Thursday, sunny and 62. Friday, sunny and 72. But remember, it's the 11th day of March in Wisconsin. That means we could have a lot of weather surprises still left on the way. Talking about that with Stu Munk, our ag meteorologist, in about 15 minutes. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing in West Bend, jumping in with us this morning. Right now, commodities are holding firm. Why? We're going to find out what John has to say about that. Also, today is the beginning of the governor's tourism convention happening in La Crosse, and Wisconsin agricultural tourism has a seat at that table. We'll explain. Plus, tomorrow, we're catching up with about 1,000-plus dairy producers from Wisconsin and across the nation, international as well. Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin Business Session unfolds at the Alliant Energy Center starting tomorrow morning. Give you a little preview on that to boot.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump, patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
Your farm is more than land. It's a legacy. But do you have a plan for its future? Join Compeer Financial's AgriMindset Transition Planning Webinar on March 12th at 1 p.m. Estate planning attorney Brooke Didier-Starks will share practical steps to get started and tackle the tough questions with Dr. Megan Roberts, Compeer Ag Economist, guiding the conversation. Take the next step. Register now for the March 12th webinar at compeer.com/webinar.
The freeze on federal funding is hitting a group just as they enter their busiest season. Fair Share CSA Coalition recently was informed that their grant that was meant to promote and expand CSA programs has been canceled. I'm Charity Seebecker from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, and Tess Romansky, Fair Share CSA Coalition Communications and Development Manager, says, with the funding loss and uncertainty around conservation programs, it's a tough time for farmers. But she emphasizes that now is the perfect time to support your local farmers. If you're looking for fresh, local food and a way to directly support agriculture, joining a CSA could be a great option. Whether you're excited to try new seasonal produce or prefer customizing your weekly box, there's likely a CSA that fits your needs.
Basically like a produce subscription box. So you sign up or you kind of opt in at the beginning of the season with a farmer and then receive a share of the farm's produce throughout the growing season. And each CSA works a little bit differently. It depends a lot on the farm, but overall, you know, the concept is the same. And it's really a win-win because the farmer gets the payment upfront when they're paying for seeds and tools and all those like high-cost things. And then the members get a consistent supply of freshly picked produce throughout the season. So boxes go anywhere from like a spring share is like 6 weeks, and then you can get shares up to 30 weeks. So it really, you know, it's a really flexible model in some ways. And it's also really rooted in that knowing your farmer, knowing where your food is coming from.
So what are some of the different types of CSAs available then for consumers? I know it's probably changed quite a bit since it first started.
It did, yes. Yeah. So it used to be, this is still an option, but kind of a standard box or farmer's choice where a farmer, okay, what's in the field this week? I'm going to pick it. I'm going to put it in a box. And then the member picks it up or goes to a farm. And that's usually a weekly or biweekly box. And so it's kind of like a, you get what you get in your box. And that's really great for people who are really adventurous and want to try a lot of new produce. There's market shares, which have a little bit more choice. And that's kind of where you go and you shop for your produce from what's available that week. So farmers, again, go out in the field, they pick all of their produce, but then they kind of set it up like either at a pickup site or at a farmer's market stand, and you can shop for your produce. And then customizable is one that's been a lot more popular over the last couple of years, and that's the option to kind of to tailor your share to your preferences. So you can swap items in and out, you can add in extras, and that's something that's been able to be a lot more popular in a large part due to technologies. So those are the main ones. Again, farms are different, so sometimes things are a little bit different based on each farm, but, you know, it's kind of big box, choose your box, or choose from a variety of produce are kind of like the three main ones.
How have the prices or the cost of CSAs changed over the years? Are there certain trends that stand out to you at all there?
Yeah, so the cost of CSA, you know, overall has remained fairly consistent. Obviously, every year prices are going up a little bit. There's, you know, sometimes small increases as prices for farm inputs have risen. But overall, we haven't seen like a huge spike right now. And one of the best parts of CSA, especially now that there's some uncertainty with future food prices and egg prices just keep rising and rising, is you pay upfront for your food. So you know exactly how much you're paying. You know exactly how much you will be paying even a few months from now. So that upfront payment, you know, again, is helpful for the farmer, but it can also be really helpful for the consumer of you buy your share now and 4 months from now, prices at the grocery store are really high, but you had already bought your food in advance. So it's a little bit more consistent there.
And there are some financial assistance programs involved with this too, correct? So let's start with like partner shares. Can you tell me a little bit more about those programs within Fair Share CSA?
So partner shares is our cost assistance program, and that's on a sliding scale model. So it provides between 25 and 75% of assistance towards the cost of a CSA, up to $350 for individuals. So it really allows folks to choose the level of assistance that works for their family. And it's a really unique program in that aside from providing financial support, we're really also, Fair Share is trying to stay out of the way and really nurture that farmer-member relationship that's such an integral part of the CSA model. So we provide financial assistance. We ensure that, you know, the farmer is getting the full price for their product because they work really hard to grow it, and also ensuring that the food is accessible for folks who have lower incomes. But aside from that, we're really just trying to build that farmer to member relationship.
When I think of CSA, you know, I've interacted with quite a few different growers before, and I'm thinking of taking it home to my family to enjoy. But is there a way to get involved at the workplace and enjoy it with coworkers?
Yeah, so workplace CSA is great because it's a partnership between a business and a farm where that business is essentially like a pickup site. And so it's really convenient for employees. It's a great way to improve wellness and company morale. And it's kind of like an employee benefit that companies can offer.
How many people typically sign up for a CSA each year?
Yeah, well, so the farms in our coalition, every year we gather lots of information on trends in CSA. And so last year, the farms in our coalition, which were a little under 40 farms, sold over 6,000 shares in 2024.
Have you noticed any trends within those CSA subscriptions? Are there high demand products that consumers are asking for from farmers, or some that are just going faster than others?
You know, trends overall, we saw a really big increase during the pandemic and then a slight dip once things started opening up. And then we've seen pretty consistent memberships kind of back to that pre-pandemic level. In terms of things that people are excited for, there's lots of really exciting add-on products. So, you know, CSA, a lot of people think of a box of veggies, but a lot of our farms offer egg add-ons, flour add-ons, bread, you know, meat, other products from the farm, jams, in addition to their veggies. So you can add on other products. Like some farms have an egg share. So every week with your veggies, you just get eggs. So you can really get most of your food that you need in just one trip, all from your farmer, instead of, you know, getting your veggies here and your bread here. It can really kind of be a whole diet pickup, which is really cool.
So how has the recent termination of federal funding then impacted your guys' efforts to promote and support CSA farms? With so much uncertainty in the funding landscape. How important is that for CSA memberships to really support small-scale farmers and just in general?
FairShare was notified that one of our signed and contracted USDA grants was terminated, and that grant was specifically for CSA promotion, making CSA accessible. And so, you know, that's a really big blow. We had a contract. We had planned this amazing project to do a lot of research into CSA, make CSA accessible, and provide a lot of resources for farmers to be able to market and reach new audiences. And so, you know, with our loss of funding, with all of these talks of funding freezes and conservation programs under question, it's a really hard time to be a farmer and just face all these uncertainties of farming is hard and federal support is important to make sure our small-scale farmers can survive. Now is a great time to show your local farmer that you care. Again, it's a busy time for costs, and so it's scary to put all this money into the farm and not know what's going to happen in 3 months. So yeah, buying locally, keeping your dollars local, buying a CSA share, all great ways to support those local farmers who are growing the food that we need to survive.
Since you did lose that funding, what are you guys doing to kind of combat that loss? Or just how much of an impact is that having on you?
As an organization, it's tough. We budget very carefully and had budgeted money to support our work. We're lucky in that we have ability to adjust, and we will continue to keep supporting our local farmers. What that looks like and how much we're able to do, we'll see. But yeah, we're still here. We're still promoting CSA. We're still supporting our local farmers and pivoting and adjusting as this funding and other funding is called into question.
And like you said, the big thing that consumers and just local people can do to help support their farmers is to sign up for a CSA. So how can customers sign up to purchase a share of a CSA farm's produce, or how soon should they be signing up? Are they already filling up?
Yeah, so again, depends on the farm, but a lot of farms open CSA sign up early in the new year, so farms are already accepting new members right now. FairShare's farm search tool at csacoalition.org/farm search is a really simple way to find a share. Google search is very easy. Once you find a farm, it's really easy. You just go to their website and they'll have sign up here, and you just kind of enter your information, pick which kind of share you want, find what location you want to do pickups. If you have a specific day, it's pretty easy. Google FairShare's website, csacoalition.org, and then sign up and go from there. Thinking back to the pandemic when grocery stores were empty, our local farmers were the ones who are feeding our communities and supporting us and nourishing us. And so, you know, thinking ahead to uncertainty is just really making sure that we're there for our farmers who are continuing to grow good food for us. And whether it be a CSA share, going to your farmer's market, going to a grocery store that sources locally, calling your representatives, all great ways to get involved and let your farmers know you care about them and give them the support that they need to thrive.
That was Tess Romansky, Communications and Development Manager for the FairShare CSA Coalition. She added that it's more than just getting food from a farmer that you know. It's about supporting that farmer, living a healthier lifestyle, and understanding how your food is grown so that you can continue to share that knowledge with future generations. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Charity Seebecker.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Oh, gee, I got to work inside. Isn't that just what you plan?
You messed up your schedule in a nasty way. Are you going to be able to try to redeem yourself? It doesn't look like it's going to be all that bad tomorrow.
No, not too bad. Tomorrow definitely going to be some improvement. Thursday sounding pretty fine as well. But the end of the week, Pam, is the one we have to look at. That's where some rain tries to pop in. But until we get there, really things working out to our advantage. Like you say, things started to dry up. That muddy slop that I call a driveway wasn't quite so bad by late yesterday. And even as we stay a little cooler today, I think some of the breezes we have should help out just a little bit and help dry out some of that moisture that's collected here in the soil. There's a cool front that's dropped well in from the north, pulling away from southeast Wisconsin this morning. Behind that front, there's no precipitation. It's not a system that's going to do that for us, but it does allow for a bit of a cooler air mass to settle in. So we cool it off some today. And before you get too upset, cooling it off today is still going to be on the above normal side, way further above in the south, not quite so far in the northern part of the state, but nonetheless, doesn't sound all that terrible. And there'll still be some sunshine. There's still sunshine in the picture right on through Wednesday and Thursday as temperatures rebound, starting to warm up for Wednesday, more so Thursday, and even warmer by Friday. But by Friday is when that stronger system starts pushing in from the west, and I'm expecting late day Friday in western Wisconsin, Friday night elsewhere, we start to talk about rain, and rain that will last into Sunday. Could be a little wet, maybe even a couple of snowflakes here as we wrap up the weekend. And unfortunately, we have to watch that. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Your farm is more than land. It's a legacy. But do you have a plan for its future? Join Compeer Financial's AgriMindset Transition Planning Webinar on March 12th at 1 p.m. Estate planning attorney Brooke Didier-Starks will share practical steps to get started and tackle the tough questions with Dr. Megan Roberts, Compeer Ag Economist, guiding the conversation. Take the next step. Register now for the March 12th webinar at compeer.com/webinar.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
All right, buddy. Sunshine still the consistent item that we can look forward to today, though, all right?
Absolutely. Sunny and nice, although we may only struggle to get near 40 in far northwest Wisconsin. I expect the upper 40s the further you head south. North and northeast winds about 5 to 15. If you're near Lake Michigan, it's going to be cooler by the lake the next several days with more of an easterly wind. Partly cloudy skies tonight, more clouds further north, and we drop into the 20s, colder than normal, or getting back toward normal, if you will. Low 20s north, upper 20s south, east winds about 5 to 10. There'll be sunny skies on Wednesday. And in the north, maybe pushing to 40, could be mid-50s or upper-50s in the south. East winds 5 to 10, sunny Thursday. And I expect a lot of folks in the south in the lower 60s, still 50s in the north. Southeast winds at 5. Later Friday, Pam, some rain, maybe even a thunderstorm trying to edge in.
Ooh, and measurable, you said, right?
Yeah, it looks like this one's got a little power with it.
All right, very good. We'll lean on our rainfall reporters. Thanks, Stu.
All right, we'll see you later.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist, with a quick look at what's coming your way weather-wise. Hey, rainfall reporters, we need you targeting certain counties this morning, like, for example, Adams County and O'Connell County. National Weather Service needs you to sign up and become a rainfall reporter. You can do that right now and find out details. WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. 5 months after peaceful voting rights marchers were viciously attacked in Selma, Alabama, the Voting Rights Act of 1965 was signed by President Lyndon Johnson. Anti-voter legislatures are now challenging the VRA's protections, even though that discrimination continues. The VRA was intended to give teeth to the 15th Amendment, prohibiting discrimination based on race, color, or previous enslavement. The VRA's Section 5 requires states with a track record of discrimination to pre-clear their election law with the U.S. Justice Department. The U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority in Shelby County v. Holder in 2013 began an erosion of those protections by prohibiting the DOJ from enforcing those preclearance requirements. In the ensuing 12 years, power-hungry state legislatures unleashed a torrent of anti-voter bills designed to suppress specific groups, including Black, Hispanic, and Native American voters. A 2021 decision, Brnovich v. DNC, made it harder to argue those bills discriminated by race. In 2024, the conservative majority made it more difficult to prove racial gerrymandering under the VRA Section 2 in Alexander v. South Carolina NAACP. The latest attack, a 2025 Supreme Court case from Louisiana, argues the VRA's provision for majority-minority voting districts is itself discriminatory. More on that tomorrow. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation had been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table?
Mm.
And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fears of a possible recession caused in part by Trump tariff policy leading to the worst sell-off on Wall Street in more than 2 years.
U.S. stocks suffering widespread losses amid an escalating trade war. The Dow Jones Industrial Average falling 2%, while the S&P 500 declined 2.7%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ plummeted 4%. Tesla, the electric car maker led by Elon Musk, sank 15%, and United Airlines and Delta each fell more than 4%. Following an interview broadcast over the weekend, President Trump said his tariffs could bring a period of transition.
That's ABC's Melissa Adan. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he is confident that a continuing resolution to fund the government through the end of the year, avoiding a shutdown, will pass. U.S. and Ukrainian officials meeting in Saudi Arabia talking about ending the war as Russia says it shot down more than 330 Ukrainian drones overnight. This is ABC News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I was very excited to see Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17. After big wins on Oscar night 5 years ago, which saw him bring home the Best Director and Best Picture Oscar for Parasite, Jun Ho took a big swing with a big budget on Mickey 17. The film stars Robert Pattinson as Mickey, who is on his 17th life, who tries to figure out if creatures on an ice-covered planet are friends or foes. He uses an annoying voice the entire film, but the film does have a nice message. Ultimately, Mickey 17 was pretty tough to get through. James Bond passed away in 2021 in the film No Time to Die. But did you honestly think that would stop studios from making more Bond movies? Despite speculation that there would be a female Bond, multiple sources report that it is not happening, and 007 will stay male and British. The search continues for who will play 007. Personally, I think it might be time for a chubby Bond who has halitosis and can't get girls. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers active in free agency. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers will have a new look to their offensive line. They signed 49ers left guard Aaron Banks to a four-year deal worth $77 million. Elgton Jenkins will move over to center. On defense, the Packers adding another former Raider, cornerback Nate Hobbs, who receives a four-year contract worth $48 million, $16 million guaranteed. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Pacers tonight in Indianapolis. Baseball, Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Mariners. Christian Yelich with a home run says besides William Contreras, the crew still has a solid lineup.
Yeah, I mean, we have some talented players for sure. I think Mitchell has a shot to be a really good player. Terang, Sneaky, Sal, you know, Joey Ortiz. We got some athletic guys that can do a lot of different things on the baseball field. Underrated, overrated. We've had a lot of guys step up and young players come into their own and just find a way. So we'll see if we can do it again this year.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, if the federal government can disappear a legal U.S. permanent resident without reason or warrant, can they then disappear U.S. citizens too? Plus, a preview of the Wisconsin Supreme Court debate. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be quite a bit cooler than yesterday. Partly cloudy, 43 today. Tonight down to 30. Tomorrow, we bounce right back. Partly cloudy, 55 by Thursday. Partly cloudy, 60. You will get back to near 70 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome in author Laura Ann Bird to talk to us more about what we can find in a book, or in the case of this week, a book club.
It's called a silent book club. You go to either a coffee shop or distillery or bar with a bunch of other people. You're all reading different books. You walk away from these with like great recommendations. It's sort of like a show and tell of what everyone's reading.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
We have.
Welcome back on a Tuesday morning. This is the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. I'm keeping an eye on the markets this morning. Our nearby and new crop corn and soybeans so far are holding ground. So if you've got grain in storage, you might want to take a look at the markets. If you're trying to protect yourself for the crop you are about to grow, you might want to take a look at things. We're talking about it with John Heinberg, market advisor, Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He's joining us live on a Tuesday. This is the 11th day of March. What can I tell you? Well, actually, kind of a busy day for the state of Wisconsin. On this day in 1839, Dane County got organized. It was officially organized. The territorial legislature passed a document that basically recognized Dane County. That was on this day back in 1939. Same thing happened about 5 years later in Sauk County, where officials there kind of elected some of their leadership, including their sheriff. So some of that all happening on this day, 1839 for Dane County, 1844 for Sauk County. Let's see, some happy birthdays for you today. How about a happy birthday to media mogul Rupert Murdoch? He is 94. Actor Terrence Howard is 56. And how many of you have ever caught yourself singing that song, Be Happy, Don't Worry? Well, Bobby McFerrin, who authored that song, he is 75 years young today, and now you know. Well, we are happy that lacrosse is getting a chance to host today the governor's 2025 tourism convention. It's bringing in a lot of folks from around the state, and the Wisconsin Agriculture Tourism Association has a seat at the table. Sheila Everhart, executive director of the Wisconsin Ag Tourism Association, explains why the governor includes agriculture tourism in this conference.
Well, we all know that commodity prices are not always where we would like them to be. And we also know that farms continuously through our USDA has told us there's been a 25% decline in income or possibilities to create revenue. And agricultural tourism is truly an economic engine that the consumers want and they're willing to pay for, because most people are removed from a family farm and they want to have those experiences.
Sheila Everhart, executive director of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. Now, they've advanced several different venues around the state for recognition at the governor's tourism convention. They include Skelly's Farm Market out of Janesville.
Scott Skelly uses internet technology to design corn mazes and boost traffic to the farm. Scott and Laura Skelly have pioneered innovative mobile apps that integrate corn mazes onto their Century Farm. And so they have developed some very unique experience for visitors.
Skelly's Farm Market is considered one of Janesville's top family-friendly tourism destinations, and they bring tens of thousands of guests from northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin annually to visit their farm store.
Sheila Everhart, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, another honoree that they are advancing for recognition, the Busy Bee Farm Adventure Center. That is in Fort Atkinson.
They moved to Wisconsin to pursue a farming career in 2022. They previously were in the fields of firefighting and education. So this young couple is elevating local, regional, and state tourism in boundless ways, creating economic impact through overnight visits. They also offer an event venue on their farm that has generated lots of room tax. And this young couple is truly a rising star.
Another nominee on behalf of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association is a featured location you'll see along I-39 near Plover. The Food and Farm Exploration Center is up for an award.
This is their second year in operation. During the first year, they invited 50,000 guests to the Exploration Center. They serviced 5,250 students on field trips. They had participants in an amazing kitchen lab where you learn culinary skills. But the Food and Farm Exploration Center needs to be on everybody's travel bucket list because it is truly a gem, promoting farming and agricultural heritage and how to integrate technology for the next generation.
Thanks, Sheila. Sheila Everhart, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. As I said, they've got Skelly's Farm Market from Janesville nominated for the Innovation Award, Food and Farm Exploration Center nominated for the Bright Idea Award, Busy Barn Farm Adventures in Fort Atkinson nominated for the Rising Star Award. They're also asking for recognition for the Green Bay Packers and their 2025 NFL Draft Team. They had partnered with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association to focus in on draft themed corn mazes that were enjoyed by thousands of people last fall. They are nominating the Green Bay Packers for the Servants Excellence Award. The Governor's Tourism Association convention happening today in La Crosse. We'll keep you posted on how some of those Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association members advance.
With the push of a button, you could save lives and the livelihood of others in your area. The Midwest Farm Report and the National Weather Service are recruiting citizen scientists to help keep an eye on the sky this season. You can help by taking real-time weather observations on your phone and alerting the National Weather Service about severe weather occurring where you are. Volunteer weather observers play an important role in tracking and relaying vital weather information. To find out how you can become a citizen scientist, visit WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association is hosting a Lunch and Learn on March 20th in Green Bay. Attendees will learn how to attract guests to the farm before, during, and after the much-anticipated NFL Draft. Executive Director Sheila Everhart has the details.
250,000 people are going to be coming into Green Bay. 70% of them are driving in. Discover Green Bay Visitor Center is presenting a customized digital marketing and communications presentation about how agricultural tourism destinations can capitalize on the drive market going to and from this three-day draft event.
WADA's Executive Director Sheila Everhart says anyone who invites the public out to their farm is going to want to attend. You can register for the March 20th Lunch and Learn at GoWIAgTourism.com.
Dow Jones Industrial Average, the NASDAQ, everything had a tough Monday as far as the markets were concerned. In overnight electronic trade this morning, both our cash corn and our new crop corn, our cash beans and our new crop beans are doing pretty well. why? Got to find out about that with all the tariffs looming out there. And obviously, our weather yesterday, an indicator that spring planting's just around the corner. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing's jumping in with us here in about 10 minutes. But he did warn me his voice is still not quite where he'd like it. So we'll see how far we get in the conversation. Stick around and find out. Really looking forward to catching up with literally more than 1,000 dairy producers and agribusiness leaders at the business meeting of the professional dairy producers. That's going to be Wednesday and Thursday at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. So please follow us on social media and see all the folks we're catching up with. Shelley Myers, the executive director of the professional dairy producers, and she said, although a lot of the information they'll be sharing will be specific to Wisconsin, to the United States, there will also be international guests sharing their situations when it comes to dairy abroad.
We have dairy farmers coming in from Ireland, France, and the Netherlands. And dairying is dairying, but obviously they work in a little bit different business climate. But it'll be very, very interesting this year to gather their insights on where they've been, because they've been trending ahead on the discussions of sustainability. They no longer have as much government support as they had. How are they navigating that? But also, what is their perspective right now? What's happening with the tariffs and some of the markets that we're seeing? And I think it'll be very, very interesting to sit next to them.
Shelley Meyer, executive director of the Professional Dairy Producers. One of the reasons, she said, why they invited dairy producers from those specific regions, the government there, not necessarily agriculture friendly, she explains.
You know, we've been tracking the sustainability, and the Europeans paid their farmers. The government paid their farmers to figure out what their carbon footprint score was. And now they're taking some of that information, and really those farms have a different experience than what we're having here, where we're doing it independently. But in the Netherlands and Germany and France and the Danes, a lot of Europe, they're putting either a tax on them or they're trying to cut down the amount of cows that they can have and emissions. And it's kind of ironic in a world that, I mean, the Europeans probably still have a generation that remembers being hungry. And, you know, they're being pretty hard on their farmers.
Yeah. Should be a great conference and great conversations. Professional Dairy Producers Annual Business Conference Wednesday and Thursday, Alliant Energy Center in Madison. You can walk up. For registration, check out the agenda online, pdpw.org. As I said, markets and overnight electronic trade this morning are actually holding pretty firm given the global outlook on things. We've got May corn, our cash corn, currently up 2 at 474. December new crop corn's up a penny at 456. May beans are up 4 at 1018 with November new crop up 2 at 1020. Now the July wheat, that's down a penny and a half right now at 576. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped another 2.5 cents at 160 and a half. 40-pound block cheese, that was up a penny at 163 and a quarter. AA butter unchanged, 231. The April class 3 milk that goes into cheese, 4 cents stronger right now, 1720 a hundredweight. Talking more about those markets in just a moment with John Heinberg, market advisor, Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinair on Air.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local station.
Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show joining us at 10:33 to kick around all the Wisconsin news. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Representation in those counties. If you know somebody or you are somebody in those areas, then go to WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org and get signed up. He signed up for duty this morning. John Heimberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joining us live this morning on the phone. Remember their website, TotalFarmMarketing.com. Toll-free number, 800-334-9779. So commodities actually holding halfway decent right now, John. I'm kind of happy about that. I don't know why. What's going on?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of different things happen in the marketplace. I mean, maybe we're going to touch on the biggest issue, which has been that equity markets and the big sell-off we've seen there and kind of that risk-off mentality, price correction, concerns recession keeps kind of buzzing. You know, we've seen the Dow and lose over 3,000 points here now since the end of January. And I think that's actually triggered a little bit of money back into the commodity sector after they've sold off relatively aggressively as well. You know, we saw cattle, hogs sell off. We saw the pressure in the grain markets, as well as some of the other smaller soft markets like, you know, cocoa and coffee and things of that nature. Now it seems like the money, you know, because of the risk-off mentality in the equity markets, looks for a place to go, and some of those commodities got cheaper. So I think that's a piece of the puzzle that's come into play, and especially, too, in that corn market, despite that big sell-off, all that did was really put the demand back on the front end of this corn market again, and we've started to see some sales pick up here as prices came down, and that still keeps that supply in the front end of that corn market fairly tight. So we're seeing that money lift that price back up off of those most recent lows.
Ah, I'm liking it. John Heinberg joining us live here on the Midwest Farm Report. Again, TotalFarmMarketing.com, their website. Any other sector that we're seeing impacted besides corn, John?
Well, obviously, one of the biggest things that I think has come back has been the cattle market here. I mean, we had a hard break in that cattle market, and also we just hit a spot on the downward side, and it just turned into buy territory, and we rallied a quick $10 in a handful of days. It's led by that cash market, and some of that I think was tied to the tariff situation with Canada. Some of the Canadian cattle that come into those northern packing plants kind of got put on hold for a while. So we saw a really strong cash bid in the north up to 201, 202. I heard numbers in that area. And that just jumped the front end of that cattle market as the fundamentals in that market continue to stay tight. Now throwing a little warm weather here as the forecasts are kind of improving and maybe a little faster. We need. I know I was firing up some burgers on the grill last night, too. So this market just got some money flow into it, just on the anticipation maybe things are still going to stabilize here in that retail market and that cash market.
Can you give us a little bit of an update to date on the tariff situation, John? Which commodities are still being most hardly hit?
You know, right at this time frame, it's really kind of hard to gauge where we are. I mean, obviously with corn, it was Mexico. We were concerned there. That's kind of been put to the back burner here now, at least until April 2nd, because Mexico's the largest buyer of U.S. corn there. The Chinese tariffs on U.S. products really haven't had that much of an impact. Most of the soybeans that we've sold China have been shipped. There are still about 60 million bushels still that we need to ship out yet. So those are kind of maybe in question in that soybean market. in that regard. And really, they haven't touched any U.S. corn this year. Now, the meat products, we've got to see how that kind of plays out in terms of the demand with those Chinese tariffs that actually got enacted yesterday. So they went in place yesterday as they announced those last week. So there's still going to be a little bit of shakeup in terms of we've got to see how that affects the demand side of things. In that regard, I still think one of the biggest areas, though, that's seeing some of this impact is that dairy market, though, with those dairy exports. We just continue to see cheese prices erode, and that just continues to put heavy pressure on that milk market, unfortunately, for those producers right now.
One area that's not getting a lot of discussion, energy. What do you see there?
Yeah, that one right now is really we've seen that heavy selling pressure in the crude oil market. And that was maybe tied a little bit more to do we ease some sanctions against Russia if we get the Ukraine-Russian war maybe situated. Plus also OPEC stepped up, said they might be raising production in April. So that's really sent energy prices on the tumble. So we'll have to really see how that kind of plays out in terms of the supply-demand side of it, especially as we move towards warmer driving weather as we get later in the spring. But at least right now, maybe we see a little bit of a break at the pump. Just given the weakness that we've seen in that energy sector overall, just because of the amount of supply that we're producing as well as what could be happening on the global scale.
Next big report you're keeping an eye on?
Well, we got USDA numbers today, but the March report usually isn't that aggressive. But we'll see if we make any demand adjustments there. But it's all going to be about the prospective planting report and the grain stocks that come out at the end of the month and determining maybe where we're going to be for corn, soybean, wheat acres as we go into 2025's planting season.
Beautiful. Thank you, John. John Heinberg, Market Advisor, Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joining us live here on the Midwest Farm Report. Again, remember their website, totalfarmmarketing.com, 800-334-9779. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
California's Proposition 12, causing 7 years of headaches for pork producers. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I knew a guy who was caught in a power takeoff on his dairy farm. By some miracle, he survived. Most farmers aren't as lucky. Keep those shields in place. Don't wear loose clothing around a power takeoff. And shut the tractor off before doing any work or adjustments to the PTO. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Animal welfare activists convinced California voters to pass Proposition 12 in 2018. It requires certain production standards for producers of any pork sold in California, even if those producers are in other states. National Pork Producers Council President Lori Stevermer from Minnesota told a House Ag Subcommittee last week that Prop 12 has set a difficult precedent for the pork industry.
If we don't address Prop 12 and the patchwork of regulations is allowed to continue across the country, so one state puts in a regulation that's slightly different from the next one, and now all of a sudden we as an industry are trying to market our pigs and raise our pigs to a variety of regulations, it will be chaos.
Steve Ermer says Prop 12 is threatening the future of pork production in the U.S.
I have farms and producers that come up to me and say, I don't know if the next generation wants to come farm because look at this chaos. If one state can tell another state what to do, and down the road maybe that happens again and we've got multiple states and multiple regulations. How do I deal with that? Why would I want to deal with that? Why do I want to come back and farm?
Steve Ermer also says California consumers now pay about 20% more for pork than folks in other states. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes joins us to discuss the impact on Wisconsin of DOGE cuts. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond, the likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted mergansers were found either dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain enforced if deep cuts happen. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. High-stakes talks between senior delegations from the United States and Ukraine are now happening in Saudi Arabia, hours after Russian air defenses say they shot down 337 Ukrainian drones over Russia. Army chiefs from over 30 countries have arrived in Paris for talks on creating an international force to deter future aggression once a ceasefire is established. Nearly all 32 NATO countries, but not the U.S., are in attendance. Now, futures are up, but stocks took a major nosedive on Monday as fears grow about a possible recession.
Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum coming into the country is set to go into effect on Wednesday, which could lead to costlier appliances and cars. Consumers make up 70% of the U.S. economy, and impacts are being felt. Small business owners uncertain of what's to come.
ABC's Melissa Adan. Former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has been arrested in connection with an international criminal court case alleging crimes against humanity. This is ABC News. The Vatican says Pope Francis